You are listening to BensTorah.com.
B'siyata D'Shmai, we start Shmona Esrei, we transition from Kriya Shema, the brachas accompanying Kriya Shema, both before and after, and then of course on the heels of Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, and we journey right into Shmona Esrei. So we have to understand, what is this Indian of Smichas Gula, the Tefillah? We talk about a geula after being redeemed, just like practically here right now, Be'ikvas the wreck on the heels of the backdrop of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're no longer Avdei Paro, we're now Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we understand in a simplistic way, Hakilu, the Pshat Tamiluli, if we want to understand literally, we go from geula, once we're redeemed, both physically and spiritually, now we can be Omid Lefnei Hashem, we're not Avodim to Paro. Now we have the free time, no more Mitzorim, no more restrictions and constraints. We had a gula. Once there's a redemption, we're free. We can express. We can open up. The same way the Zohar writes in Shmos and Daf Chofei, there's a gula sadibur. Once we're redeemed, Kilo Hashem now was able to speak to us freely. We can speak to Hashem Yisbar freely. So that's so much gula the tefila. But there's something much deeper going on behind the scenes. Listen to a Vilna Gaon. This appears in the Sefer Evan Shleima. Evan Shleima is a likut of Chidushim from the Vilna Gaon, put out by Rav Shmuel Maltzan, who was the Magen Meshorim in Slotsk. His son Rav Yitzchak Maltzan wrote the Siach Yitzchak Perish in the Siddur HaGra Isha Yisrael. So we have the Magen Meshlotsk, he has an Evan Shleima Perek Tes in Osei. Perek Tes, I'm sorry, you know, it's Dalid Sifhei. Listen to the Vilna Gaon. And we have Kriya Shema followed by a Smichas Gula the Tefillah going into Shmona Esrei. Writes the Vilna Gaon, Kriya Shema Tzarech Liyos Bi Ahava. When you say Kriya Shema, it has to be in a context of Ahava. Utfila Tzarech Liyos Bi Yira. But when you go into Shmona Esrei, you're transitioning from Amas Hashem to Yiras Hashem. V'zeu Inyan Smichas Gula the Tefillah. And that's exactly what we're doing, transitioning from Kriya Shema into Tefillah. We're going from Bechinas Ava to Bechinas Yira. Zehu Inyan Smichas Gula the Tefillah Lechaber Ava v'Yira. Shehu Shiluv, which is now intertwining, Havaya v'Adnus. Havaya is Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's Ava. And that is the Shem Etzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Mahava, the whole Bria. Who loves Klai Yisrael, it's Inyan of Ches and Rachamim. Followed by Adnus. Adnus Adon HaKol, that instills fear within us. And Adnus Aleph Dalanun Nud, you have indeed the word for Din. You're going from Rachamim to Din, you're going from Ava to Yir. That's Smichas Gula Tefillah. Okay, Gemalik, that's the Vilna Gaon, we need a beer. And the Vilna Gaon's Pirush on the Tikkuni Zohar. And we have a little bit of Hosafa where he says we're going from Kol into Dibur. If you think about it, when you're in love with someone or something, you can't stop talking about it. You have a call the same way we've always said, you come back from vacation. What's a vacation? What do you want to do? You want to schmooze about it. You got to talk about it. If you go on a trip around the world out tonight, then you can't speak to anyone about it. What does that mean? Can you imagine going over to someone and giving you a ticket? Here you go. You go all around the world on a cruise. You can see all the sights. But out tonight, you can't take an iPhone with you. You can't take a camera with you, right? We go back home if we forgot our camera. You can't go in and share any of the experiences. Who wants to go on such a thing? In fact, the brother, the Ketzosa Choshen, the Kuntrus Asvekas, he says, you know why I'm writing my Sfarim? He says, because if I go on a trip around the world, but I can't talk and share my experiences, he says, then it diminishes from that trip. He says, I went on a trip through the Yama Talmud. He says, I went through Rishonim and Achonim. I got to share my Chedushim with someone. If you can't share the Chedushim, what is it, a vacation? What happens if a person comes back from vacation, Besimcha? You can't stop talking. That's the idea of anytime you're besimcha, you become gregarious and sociable. And when you're depressed, what do? You go into your bedroom, you go, you're quiet, you go under your covers, you don't want to talk to anyone. That's why Rabbi Yitzchak Isaacheva writes, we have two ways of measuring a tefach in the Mishkan. You had a tefach sochek and a tefach otzeif. Meaning, what is a tefach? A tefach, when it comes to the measurements, is the size of an average male's fist. Well, now that makes a big difference, because if I clench a fist and it's this big, then it's only whatever it is, several inches. That's why the post can talk about between 3 and 4 inches. This will be one size, but if I open up that same hand, that same fist, you're talking about adding a nice amount of measurement. So what do we call this? This is a tefach sochek, right? So you say, this is a laughing tefach, and this is a tefach otsev, a sad one. What in the world does that mean? Explains to me, it's like, when you're laughing, what do? You open up. You want to share your experiences, your besimcha. So you open up. That's a laughing, a happy tefach. And when you're sad, what do? You go into your little cocoon, you go into your covers, you put on your music. You don't want to talk to anyone. You want to lock the door. You don't want to speak to anyone because you're in a state of atzvus. That's a tefach otzev. It's the same way Hashem Yisbarach always wants to be mashpia. Explains Rav Yitzchak has a chaver in the Kuta, Rav Yitzchak has a chaver al Torah in the end of Bereishis. We find that Hashem gets sad. Hashem Yisbarach never gets sad. But what's the terminology in the end of Bereishis? Vayis atzev el libo. Asks Rav Yitzchak has a chaver, what in the world does that mean that God gets sad? Hashem doesn't get sad. What's the kavana of a yisatzev el libo? It means that Hashem wants to be mashpia. When you're in a state of simcha, you open up and you want to be mashpia. You want to share your experiences. You want to convey your pinimius and all your stories and your anecdotes. You want to go in and share with people. Vayisatzev el libo. That's why. What does it say? It doesn't say vayisatzev Hashem. That would indicate that Hashem gets sad. Hashem doesn't get sad. Vayisatzev el libo. Hashem now is holding himself back. Then he nev tzimtzum. He's being mitzamtzim. When he's besimcha, he wants to go in and let go. What's going to be when Mashiach comes? Hashem's going to be all over the place and everyone's going to be talking about it. That's what? That's a day of we're going to be laughing, we're going to be talking a lot. Writes the Vilna Gaon, that's when we're laughing. But when Hashem has to hold back the hashpa, what does that refer to? That's why it's El Libo, explains Rav Yitzchak HaZachover. He's holding it back, keeping it to his heart. He's not letting go. He's not being mashpia. Both in Chesed and Hashpa Yisera, what's taking place? He's holding back. That explains as a tefach sochek. This is a laughing tefach. It's opening up. It's sharing its visual with everybody else. Mashechin tevach otsev is, it's a clenched fist, it's holding back. Someone depressed, you go into your little cocoon, you sequester yourself in your bedroom, and that is a tefach otsev. So we have Havaya. Havaya is Hashem opening up, being mashpia. He's mahava the bria. That is the shame of Chesed and Rachma. When you're in a good, jolly mood, kaviyachal, what do? You're mashpia, endless. Where you go? What is adnus? Adnus is din. Din is tzimtzum. Din is constriction, restraint. Writes the Vilna Gaon in his Perush Megillas Rus Aleph Aleph. Din is miloshen die. What is die? Enough. Stay right here. Gemara Chagiga, your base. What is shakai? Shomer liolam die. Dehainu, first there's a world of Havaya. He's Mahava the Bria, and it keeps expanding. Of course, its natural state is to expand, because when Hashem opens up, the chesed is limitless. The world's going. How do you understand that? Why doesn't Hashem just say, this is what I want to be in the world, X, Y, and Z, and let X, Y, and Z come into the world? Because that's a stirum in Ayyamei to chesed. Chesed is limitless. That's why Arayas is called chesed. When the chesed's not held in check, what can result in Arayas? You just want to show Ava to everybody. So the chesed needs to be countered with Din. Hashem creates the world, Olam Chesed Yibane, Tehillim Peites Posa Gimel, Olam Chesed Yibane, the world's built on Chesed, so its natural Chesed-like state mandates that it's going to continuously expand. And that is our expanding universe. The universe, in a certain sense, is forever expanding. That is Chesed. Hashem's Olam Chesed Yibane never stops. Hashem is to kick in with what? An action of Din. Din, die. Shakai, sha'amr li'olam, die. You gotta stay put. You gotta stay in your tracks. And that is, you have to accompany the Abba B'dim, because that's the way the world runs. That's why the Nesiva Sholem, the Slan of a Rebbe, writes in the beginning of Parsha Shemini, Rav Hunter talks about this as well. Pachad Yitzchak of Gedal Yeshor and Or Gedal Yehu. Anodavinaviyu. Here you had Bekrov Ayakadish. You had these two Gedoli Olam, and they sinned. And what was their sin? Kafi Madri Gusa. They sinned egregiously by doing what? By going Lefanai Lefanim to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Whether it's that they didn't get married, all the Tzad Hashav and all these things, going in drunk is what? Is letting go. What is getting married? A man is all about Ava Chesed. He's Mashpia. What's a woman? Let's go to Mishlei, Eishas Chayel, Perk Laman Aleph, Isha Yiras Hashem Itzalo. The woman holds her husband in check. The Kala encircles the Chosen 7 times to erect that figurative, metaphorical wall, the Choma, around the husband. Yavama Samach Beis Amrei, Shori Belo Isha, Shori Belo Choma. Man needs the protection. Man just wants to go and be Mashpia Chesed. The woman says, I gotta hold you in check. Man wants to be making deals. $1 million, $10 million. The wife says, just put food on the table. Just do what you need to do today. She's the pragmatic, she's the practical one. Just pay the bill. Stop running all over the world. Don't have to travel just to make sure you're taking care of the home. Isha Yira Sashemi Tassel. Stay put, stay still. The man wants to run all over. Woman holds him back. That's the chuma. That's the wall, and that's ava and yira. There has to be ava, and there has to be ava coupled with yira. What's another venevil? We don't want to get married. They didn't want to get married. It was all about unbridled, unrestrained, unfettered ava. Explains the Salon of Rebbe. Explains Rav Gedal Yeshor. Explains Rav Hunter. We don't need to get married. It was ava. Let's eat and drink. Let's just let go. What's the problem? The problem is you got to be held in check. That's why you need to get married. What's getting drunk? There are no barriers. There are no limitations. A person who's in an intoxicated state, what do you do in a drunken stupor? That's it. You just let go. You're dancing. You're speaking endlessly. There's all unbridled and unfettered ava, but it's not coupled with the mandatory yira. We find in the beginning of Avos, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Tignes Yisocho Haya Omer, Lo you lot al to you kavanim Hashem says Rav Nasa Kavar Pras, Lo how you kavanim Hashem says Rav Shalom Nasa Kavar Pras, which the first to explain more or less sums up Avos, love God and serve God because you love Him, not in order to get due compensation, not in order to get prizes, serve Hashem because you love Him. And what do we couple it with? Vehi Mor Shemayim Aleicha. I just got excited. I'm serving Hashem because I love Him. But what? It's got to be Ava, always coupled with Yira. He closes that Mishnah. Don't forget about Kilu. It's Derech Agav. This is my lesson. But you should know. Make sure you have Yira Shemayim. Because otherwise, Nadav and Aviyah. What's Nadav and Aviyah? Explains Rokeach. Nadav. Minadav. I want to give. I want to give. Ava. Chesed. I just want to give. I want to give. Nadav. Aviyu is what? There he is, my God. He's right here. Aviyu. He's right there. You can't get too close. You can't get too close to the Almighty. You got to know your boundaries. You got to know the border. Note of a Nevi'ah, well, Lefnaiv, Lefnaim, in a drunken state. Eish Zara, that's it. I can go wherever I want into the Kohen Shakarashim. No, you're not the Kohen Gadol. I don't need to get married. They didn't have the held in check. That Alma wasn't held in check by Isha, Yiras Hashem, Itazalo. In the end of the day, Minadev, Avihu, they went Lefnaiv, Lefnaim. That's Parsha Shmini, as we discussed in the past. That's the Parsha Lemaila Minateva. They just wanted to go beyond the borders, beyond the boundaries. That's not for this world. That's for Oz, Yimoli, Sechopinu. Oz, Gematria, 1 and 7, that's 8. That's when we get to rule of the Maila Menatzeva. That's when we can fill our piv with schok. That's when we can let go. That's when we can laugh. That's when we can talk and uncheck, because it's all going to be automatic. We're only going to do the emes. We're not going to need that accompaniment of the bechin of the era when Mashiach comes. Mela, that's this world. Nadav and Aviyah went beyond the boundaries. It was Ava without being checked by Yira. Now we have a Kriya Shema. Think how we go into a Kriya Shema. What do we say? Uliyachencha bi'ahava. We mention an Ava Rabba. How do we go into Kriya Shema? Ava Rabba of Tonu. It's Gemalik. The way we set the stage here, Kriya Shema, is Ava Rabba of Tonu. Hashem loved us. But not Stam loved us. And Ava Rabba. And then we get towards the end. What do we say? Uliyachencha bi'ahava. Brocha Tashem. Habocha b'mo yisho bi'ahava. God loves us. Kemayim upon him and upon him. Kein leivon am nadab. God loves us. And Ava Rabba. The Vilna Gaon explains in Isha Yisrael. And Shachris, it's an Ava Rabba. Why? Because Shachris is in the morning. And the morning, Lahagid Baboker Chazdecha. Oh, you wake up in the morning, you see the mountains, you see the lakes. I remember my grandparents, Alei Mashallah, and their home in Seattle, Washington. My grandfather, before he would go to Daven, he would always look in his living room. And he had a view of Mount Rainier right overlooking Lake Washington. Unbelievable. Your moms go out, it's all windows, and you see Lake Washington. And he used to joke, he'd say, after a guy gets married, he's always late for davening. Why? Because on account of Avarabba, he's always late for Kriyashma. He has so much kavon in Avarabba for his kalo, and he's always late for Kriyashma. Spending too much time in Ava Rabba. He's not thinking about Kriya Shema. We go into Kriya Shema. What? Ava Rabba of Tonu. The Gemara writes, what's by Mariv? Mariv is a Manasseh Malelos. I don't see the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's a night? I don't see the Ava Rabba, but what do I know in my heart of hearts? Avas Olam Av Tonu. Avas Olam. Hashem loves us forever. Even when it's been Derech Nistar, even when I don't see it and I can't perceive it as an Ava Rabba, I know it's always there. It's an eternal, infinite love. Writes the Vilna Gaon, and then it's Avas Olam. So we go into Shema, Ava Rabba, Uliyachincha Be'ava, Rukhacha, Bocha Moiso Be'ava. So what do? We give that Ava back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we mentioned in the past, what is our Shema? Our Shema is Mamash giving a kiss to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal. Now what's the Raya? The Vilna Gaon. He writes in his Perush in Shir Shir, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Yishakeini Minashikos Piyu Ki Tovim Medachem Yayin. Hashem gave us two kisses. When did Hashem give us a figurative kiss? By Matan Torah. Matan Torah was what? Hashem gave us Anochi V'lo Yechem. He spoke for the first time directly to us. Anochi V'lo Yechem Epiya Gavur Shamanim. So we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And writes the Vilna Gaon, those were two kisses. A Chosin gives a Kala two kisses. One says, Ani Ohev Otach, I love you. The other one says, exclusivity. You're usher to everybody else in the world. One says, I love you. The other one says, this is excluding everyone else in the picture. There's no one else on the radar screen. Hashem says, I'm giving you a kiss. Anochi, I love you, Klal Yisrael. There's no one else here. I expect you to kiss me back. Anochi, I take Hashem on. He is the chosin, we're the kala, and there's nobody else. Those are the two neshikas. Hashem gave us neshikas. And when do we give neshikas back? The gra, the chida, and many others, they have a drum already. We have the Aseres Adibros, Merumos in Shema. And what's Merumos in Shema? Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh HaMachad, Anochi and Lo Yilacha. Keneged, corresponding to Anochi Hashem Elokech, we have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Keneged Hashem HaKad, we have Lo Yilacha Elohim Achen Rapana. Those are two Neshikas. Thus, the Sar Sholomi Bell says, we know from the Medrash, the Chazal tell us, that every time we heard an Asay and a Matan Torah, we said, hey, Cain. Every time we heard a negative commandment, we said, love, we're not going to do it, we're not going to transgress. What did we do when we heard Anochi v'lo Yilcha? After all, Chazal tell us, B'dibra Echanemru, they were said in one breath, in one moment. So what do we say? Hin, love, love, hin? Right? So Sar Sholomi Bells, you know what we said? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Because in the end of the day, Hashem Elokeinu is k'neged Anochi, Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Echad is k'neged, there only is one God, lo Yilcha, Echem, 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 Echem. Why? Based on the Vilna Gaon, would we suggest that Shema Yisrael Shavuot takes the place of us giving neshikas back to Hashem Yisbarach? So we wanted to bring a raya. Who's the Baal Neshika on Sefer Bereishis? Who's the one who's always giving kisses? Who's the first kiss in the Torah? Now we're not talking about the false kisses of Esav and Lavan. Yaakov, even before that, Yaakov, when he got the brachas from Yitzchak, it says Vayigash Eila Vayishak Lo. The Mefarshim say clearly, the Radak and others, it was Yaakov who gave a kiss to Yitzchak when he got the brachas. Then we fast forward to Vayetze. So the first kiss is, Yaakov gives a kiss to his father, Yitzchak. He then gives a kiss to his wife, Ikra Kerasabayas Rachel. Then he gives a kiss, and the end of Sefer Bereishis and Vayechi, he gives a kiss to Menashe and Ephraim when he gives them the brachas. And what? And he should have given a kiss to Yosef. He gave a kiss to Yosef's grandfather, to Yosef's children, to Yosef's mother, and he seems to skip over Yosef. But he was going to give a kiss to Yosef. Let's go to Vayigash Perek Mem Vav. He meets up with Yosef after an hiatus of 22 years. And he wants nothing more but to give a tremendous kiss. What an ava. And instead of a kiss, what does he do? The Maral says in Gorai, he says, Krish, what shaychis? Teretz iskis, it's a zelbazach. It's one-on-one, the same thing. The same way, how do we kiss Hashem? Shema Yisrael, Shema Kiddush Shema Chan. Yaakov wants to kiss Yosef. He is the Baal Neshika. He kissed Yitzchak, his father. He kisses Yosef's children. He kissed Yosef's mother. I'm sure he kissed Leah. We don't have it in the Chumash. The Baal Neshika gives a kiss to Yitzchak, gives a kiss to Menashe and Ephraim, a kiss to Rachel, and he's about to kiss Yosef. What does he do? Shema Yisrael, that's the Neshikas. Hashem Elokeinu corresponds to the Neshika of Anochi. Hashem Echad to the Neshika of Eloi Yolachim. He gives the two Neshikas Gevaldik. What does a person do before we pass away at the end of 120? You want to die with Misas Neshika. You want Hashem, the Gemara says, there are 903 types of death in the world. That's a separate shiur. Why do we have the number 903? Gematria Totals. Why does Hashem need to have so many ways of death? But the Nocha Shibakulon, Misas Asko is the Kosha Shibakulon, but the best death is Misas Neshika. Person dies in his or her sleep. Gemaldik. What's a Neshika? Hashem just attaches Kilo Kavayachol. He blows the breath of life, he sucks it back in. He gave you a vayipa baba nishashayev, and now he takes it back. He gives you a neshika. So if you want Hashem to give you a neshika, what do you have to do? Hashem gave us a neshika, anochi liyilecha. So we gave him back, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kiddush Shema Chol. That's why we answer like the Sar Sholomi Bells with the Basak Shema. If a person wants Hashem to give you a neshika, what should you do first? You have to give Hashem a neshika. How do you give Hashem a neshika? What's the last thing you say before you die? Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKinu, Hashem HaChad. That's giving a neshika, the Fianias Daiti to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You gave him a neshika, now Kaviyoch, Hashem will respond, Mida Kenegamida, with Mises neshika. The neshika is Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKinu, Hashem HaChad. And when do you give a neshika? After you express the Ava, and after you felt the Ava, on the heels of Ava, Rabba, Avtonu. We never in davening spoke like this. We get the Kriya Shema. Ava, Rabba, Avtonu, Gevaldi. tzaddik. Eliyachir chabiyava. Because Habuchamo Yisro biyava. Hashem, all that alva, I'm going to give that alva back to you. Shema Yisro Shem Kishachar. And if you think I'm not done, what do we do right after that? V'yahavta Shem Lokecha. Hashem, I'm going to give you back that alva rabba, and I'm going to give it to you with all of me. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafsha, b'chol modecha. My money, my body, my possessions, my life, my yitzhatom, my yitzhara. I'm giving you all of me. Hashem, go. That's Kriya Shema. That is alva. That's Abba Rabba, that is Shema Yisrael, Givaldik, that is Shem Havaya, that's Shema Yisrael, Hashem, HaKadosh Hashem Echad, Givaldik, that is Shema. And then we...
Ahava, the root word is Hav.
It's Hav, Rav Desem, Eftam Leon Chalik Aleph.
When you love somebody.
It's all about giving. It's all about giving. That is Kriya Shema. It's all about giving. It's all about Neshikos. Atzmisis Neshika Rabbi Akiva. The Ariza writes is a Gugel of Yaakov Avinu. Akiva, Yaakov, the same letters. They both married wives named Rochel. Yaakov Avinu missed out on 22 years of serving his father Yitzchak. Nachem Ishkamzu writes a Gemara Chagiga. Bottom of your base of an olive served his Rabbi Nachem Ishkamzu for 22 years. Atz Rabbi Akiva, Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Akiva says, my whole life I waited to do what? To give my life over, Mises and Shika, that Yotzen Ishmasu Be'echad, by saying Shema Yisrael, that's Yaakov, that's the gift of Yaakov, that's Rabbi Akiva, that's giving an Ashikas back, that's Ava Rava. Shema is all about Ava. Givaldik, now we're all about Ava. Ezra Savaseinu, we go into Gal Yisrael, the Geula, we love our Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's great. And then what do we encounter? Aposik and Tehillim, Hashem Smasai Tiftach, but specifically the Lashon of Adnus, Aleph Dalin Nun Yud, having the word Din contained therein. We go from Ava now to Din, right? The Vilna Gaon. And this is now Yira. Tefillah is Yira. Remember, the highlight, the centerpiece of Tefillah is the Amida service. What is Amida? Kishmo Kahu. You stand still. And what do you do when you stand still? When you're frozen in fear and trepidation, you're idle, you're motionless. You're like an Eved Lefnei Adono, that's the shame. Adonus, Hashem is the Adona Kol. You're now frozen in your tracks. That is tefillah.
Like
Malachim, that's the pasuk in the Navi Zechariah, Paragimel Pasuk Zion. And Asati Lecha Malichim Bein Ha'omdim Ha'elo, the Malachim who are B'mechitzaso Shokar Shvuchu Kaviyachol. If you're in proximity to the divine, Malachim are Omdim. They're Nitzavim. They're standing still. They're standing motionless. And what do you do when you're afraid? You stand still. The deer frozen in its tracks. That is tefillah, right? Shushan Pika Sharma tefillah, Dafka Beis. Why is it called tefillah? Vayamod Pinchas Vayifalel and Tehillim. Kepedo Koflamid, Pinchas arose and he wrought judgment. Tefillah is Vayifalel is din. Tefillin, straps, tie yourself down. Tefillah, din, exacting. That is Yitzchak, the omen at tefillah. Kedus Yitzchak, Yitzchak was tied down. Shakai, Shomer Liolam, die. Stay put, you're not moving anywhere. That's restriction, that's din, that's Lashon die. That's Yira, that's frozen, that's Gavura, Ezo, Gibar, a Kovashes Yitzro, controlling the Yitzhara. Shmon Esrei is I stand still. So I journey from Ava to Yira, that's Shema. Shmon Esrei is the Shiluv of Havaya, Shema, Ava, creation, Chesed. Endless expansion and chesed and rachamim, and then accompanied immediately thereafter by Adnus Hashem Smasai Tiftach, Adnus Aleph Dal Nun Yud. I'm stopping in my tracks. And that is the journey into Shmoneh Esrei. Let's go to another Vilna Gaon. Writes the Vilna Gaon in his Perush HaMishlei, Perach Chaval Pasach Chav Zayin. Zemach Rishon Toev Hashem says, I don't want the Kavanas of Rishon. By me, it's an abomination. I'm not interested. And the Korban is Bezima, meaning it's stolen. Ashar Aveira, it's Pasul, I don't want it. Writes the Gra. Ikara Korban, who? Why? Why does Hashem not want a Korban of Arusha? So he did a good thing. He bought a Korban. Ki Ikara Korban, who? Shaldim Yeshaber Ga'avaso Verumo Hanesio V'yoshev L'Hashem Yiroma. What does Hashem want more than anything? You know what a Korban is? Korban is Hiskarvus, the Ramban, beginning of Ayukah. You want to get close to God. And lieu of you, you got it. But what? It's breaking yourself down. Dahainu. I'm shechting the Korban. It's Kilo. I'm shechting myself. I'm cutting myself down. Metaphorically, it's an Indian of Shvira Salev. Cut down the Gaiva. Cut down the Gaiva. You're an Eved Lefnei Adono. Get rid of the Gaiva. Harishoim, Einam Shavam Nashem Midar Chayim Aroim. So Hashem says, I don't want the Korban. It's not just, oh, you gave me a Korban, you stole the Bagaiva. I'll do whatever I want, and I'll make Hashem. Hashem says, I don't want the Korban. The Korban's merely the expression of Hachnos Halev, of Shviras Halev, of being Machnia. Vechinu B'Tfilah, writes the Gra, Shubim Mokum Korban. Tfilah Shashem Atoivim Hashem Lo Yachnia Rucham. What does Hashem want to see? Hachna. He wants to see you humble yourself. Mikol Shekin Shem Eishem Espalo. Moshe Marshal Zoros Priest Laharim Gamas Nasase. If you're busy thinking about all your business deals, etc., in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Shemona Esrei is what? I'm leaving this world. I'm machmiyah myself in front of the Almighty. I'm standing in front of Him as an Eber Lefnei Adona. And Rav Chaim al Rambam, a Yesod is Dika Chidushi, Rav Chaim al Rambam, and the Rambam Silchas Tfilo Pragdal Lelach Aleph. And writes the Rambam, Perish Amilim is a Gavaldi Gazach, but you know what? It's not Likuva. It's not Makev, even if you don't, again, except in Obus in the beginning part of Shemona Esrei, but otherwise, and all the Tfilah, Kavona is not Li'ikuva. It's Lachachila, you're supposed to think and know whatever your word means. There's only one part of Dalin that's Li'ikuva. The Hamodo Lefnei Hashem. If you're not aware that you're standing in front of the Almighty, then it's not called a Tfilah, it's Misasek Ba'alma, he says. It's Mitzvah Sanosh Melamoni, you don't even know what you're doing. You have to know you're standing in front of Hashem. That's why Chaim Kanivsky writes, it's born in the back of the Sefer Nekiyas V'Kavod B'Tfilah. However you have determined your tzura of Hamadol L'Fnei Hashem Zos Ameris, how do you daven? If you wear a hat and jacket, if you wear a jacket, if you wear a button-down shirt, if you wear socks, if you wear shoes, if you wear long, however you decide, this is how I stand in front of a president, this is how I stand in front of Hashem, writes Chaim Kanivsky, that's Ma'akev, to the extent that it's better to daven Yechidus than to daven with a minion. If you're on a trip and you're on a tiyul and you only have your shorts and t-shirt and your sneakers on and they're making a minion, it's better to go back to the room to wash up, to wash your hands, to wash your face, to put on pants, a button-down shirt, a jacket, however you define your tzura tefillah, and to miss tefillah b'tzibur paskins or chayim kenevsky. Rav Moshe Heinemann also says the same psak halacha l'maisa, because that's the one part of tefillah. It's ma'akev. You have to know you're standing in front of the Almighty. I'm under the Bnei Hashem. That is the era. And that's why Rav El Yolopian in Lev Elio, Devarim by Maruchas HaTshuva, Rav El Yolopian writes an amazing story. He says that, first he quotes a Yaros Devash. And Rav Yonas and Eifshitz and Yaros Devash says, you know what, we start Shemona Esrei, Ado, and no, the Shem Adnus, Sfasai Tiftach, we have to ask Hashem, Hashem, open up my mouth. What do you mean? My mouth is already open, like the Vilna, Alpha, I'm talking Alpha, Rama, Aptano, Shema, I'm ready to go, Hashem, I give you all of me. Because once we're standing, once we finish the Geula, and now, think about it, what have we left Mitzrayim? Once you get to Amad Lefnei Hashem, what happens by Kabbalah Satayra, when now we can't open up our mouths? And once you transition from Ava to Yira, you're so seized with the Yira, you can't even open up your mouth. Rites of Yonas and Eifshitz. When you're ready to stand in front of Hashem and say, now you're like a Malach. A Malach can't speak unless Hashem gives the Malach permission first. You know when we start Shemon Esrei Chazal, the Gemara Brokos Davdala Namad Beis. You start Shemon Esrei and it's called Tfila Ruch the Damyo with the words Adnus. Svasai Tiftach. Why? Why Svasai Tiftach? Because you can't open up your mouth. Because if you're really standing, Hamad Lefnei Hashem, you got to the Amida and you're really aware that you're standing in front of the Melech Malchim Lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't open up your mouth. And writes Rav Eli Yolopian, he says, there was a story of someone who built a beautiful road in the Tsar's Russia, and the Tsar took his entourage and he went down the road, and he was so impressed by the architect who designed the road, and he had such a pleasurable ride. He says, tell me who's the architect. And he summoned the architect and he says, Beschar, this I'm going to give you a private meeting. You get to come into my inner chamber, we're going to have a private meeting. What a covet. And you with the famous Tsar, you're going to go lefnai v'lefim to his cheder, right? Even Esther, right? You don't go in without Rishus. And he had a private meeting. That's it. One-on-one. He says, what happened? The guy came so excited. When he started getting closer, he started having a pachad as he's getting closer. And then he walked in. Then at least he had people coming and trying to calm him down, trying to have fears. And he started shaking. All of a sudden, then he says, friends, leave him. That's it. It's a one-on-one meeting. He goes inside. He says, okay. He couldn't open up his mouth. He became an elaim for the rest of his life. Right, so if El Yolopian, he became a mute for the rest of his life. He was so seized to the pachad, he just couldn't open up his mouth, and forever he became a mute. I asked my Rebbe years ago, and we have a Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Famous Gemara, Amar Rebbe, the one who put together all Mishnayos. He says, Haida Difna Mechavrai, says, and he was, now remember, the Mishnah says at the end of Sotam, Yishmeis Rebbe Bala Nava. So you're talking about the one who brought a whole new Madrega of humility into the world, and he says about himself in a humble fashion, Haida Difna Mechavrai, says, you know, I am greater than all my friends. But that's part of Anava, meaning he's saying the Metzias is, he's saying he knew Torah Gedula Makam Echad. He was the Ashir, he was the wealthiest, and he was the biggest Talmid Chacham. Here's the Gadol HaDor. She says, you know why I'm the Gadol HaDor? Not because I'm so great, because I had the schus to chazis ler meir machari, because I saw Rav Meir, the previous Gadol HaDor, I saw him from the back. Had I seen him from the front, I'd be even greater. Said, bothered me for years. I asked my Rabbi, I said, I don't understand. The Yerushalmi has a girsa that he saw him from a distance. Okay, so he saw him once from a distance. So he only saw him from the back. But the way Rashi and most Mefarshim learn, the way Shas Bavli has it, is that he was from the Tzeirim, from the younger Bacharim. Younger Bacharim, they don't get to sit in the good seats. All right, they have to sit in back of the Rebbe. Everyone else gets to sit in front and see the Rebbe. It's a whole different picture. He was of the younger Rebbeim, he was the next generation. He got to sit in the back of the Rebbe. So he only saw him from the back. Rebbe, you don't also have a good piece of advice. If we could give a piece of advice to the Gadol HaDor, so catch him after shiur, walk him home, walk him to the train station, drive him to the airplane, escort him, go out and bring him an apple, bring him out, walk him, and you know what, before he's coming at the shiur, stand by the door and chop him and see him, meaning he's aware that if I get to see his holy ponim, his ajuspanim, if I would see him from the front, I'd be even greater. So Rebbe, so catch him, see him from the front, knock on the door of his house, and have his, if his wife had say, I need to speak to the Rebbe, and see him from the front. My Rebbe said, Pasha. And this is Mamish, the Emes Lamita Shalchaira. And I remember Tzvi Berkowitz said, you know what the answer is? Of course he wanted to see him from the front. Of course. He couldn't. He couldn't. He understood what the mayor was. He was so seized by a pachar, by an ema, yirresus, and zeya. If we would be in the door of Yisrael Salanta, the Bali must have said, we wouldn't be able to look Rabbi Yisrael Salanta in the face. The Vilna Gaon, forget about. We wouldn't be able to look at the Vilna Gaon. It's not even Shaykh Rabbarach Berlibo. It's heard that there was a Yid in Europe who saw the Gra. Oh, I'm sorry, saw Rekib Eger. Oh, saw Rekib Eger. The Gra. He saw Rekib Eger. So he told his Talmud we're going to go. And they traveled far and wide because we have to go see a Jew who saw the face of Rekib Eger. We have to see such a Jew. And they made the distance and they knocked on the door of this Yid who supposedly saw the face of Rekib Eger, the Gadol HaDor in the previous generation. They knocked on the door and Rabbi Baruch Ber says in such excited fashion, he says, I heard Rabbi Yid, you saw Rekib Eger? He says, yeah, I once saw him walking in the street. He says, you never saw Rekib Eger. He turned around and he went the long journey back home. He says that you never saw Rekib Eger. If he saw Rekib Eger, he'd be shaking. I still remember I saw the face of Rekib Eger. He never really saw the face. Yeah, he saw him from a distance walking in the street. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wanted to see. He couldn't get out of his chair to go ahead and give him the apple. He couldn't go ahead and stand at the door and look him in the eye. We wouldn't be able to look Rabbi Yisrael Salanta in the face and be such a fire. Such a pachat. So writes of Yonas and Eifshitz and Yaros Davash. And how we start out Shmon Esrei. Hashem Svosai Tiptoch. I finished my Alpha. I just went all out. Shema B'chona, take all of me. Take my possessions. Hashem, I love you so much. Avarabba. But my Shom Alva, I'll give you my lay, my nefesh, my money. Take it, everything. It's all out of love. Okay, Ezra, so Hasein Hashem, you helped us out. Gula, you got us free. We're free. We go into the desert. We get to Maimon Har Sinai. And what's that? Parchon Ishmosa. I can't stand. Tchias Amesim. How can you stand in front of Hashem Yisbarach? We just journeyed out from Alva to Europe. Right, so Yonas and Eishitz, the first thing is, Hashem, please, Svasai Tiptoch, open up my mouth. I can't do it. Open up my mouth for me. Svasai Tiptoch, what adnus? You're the Adonai Kol, I'm just an Evan Lefanecha. I need you, Svasai Tiptoch, to open up my mouth. Let's go to Rashi. Everyone's learning Radak Matsudis. Rabbi Agim and Ezra, we mentioned many times that Rabbeinu Tam and Seder Doris Erech Rabbeinu Tam, he was me and he said, I could write a perush like my Zaydi Rashi and all of Shas. He says, but if I lived a million years, I can never write my grandfather's perush not on Chumash, but on Old Tanakh, because it was written Mila Mila Bracha Kodesh. Let's go to Tehillim, Kapitul and Aleph Yitzayin is where we meet up with this Pasuk, that's where it came from. And remember, the Gemara says, Get Tefillah Arich Tedyamya, and made it a part and parcel from Ezra. It's the extension of the Tefillah. How do we start out? Adonai sefasai tiptoch ufi yogyati lasecha. Listen to Rashi. Rashi, he's saying it, he's not quoting a medrash. Zok Rashi. What's the kavan of David HaMelech? And of course we're going to start out, David is the ultimate effort. He is the Evan Hashem, David Avdi. Mecholi, please forgive me. V'yelei pischon peh l'agit aschach, give me the pischon peh, open up my mouth for me. But look at Rashi says, Mecholi, I can't speak in front of you. Who am I to speak in front of God? I'm an ever lefnei the other. I'm going to speak up. Who's going to speak up at the meeting? Who's going to have the chutzpah? Speak up. I once had to go with some other people to a certain district attorney's office. So there's only a district attorney figures, but it was a certain case. And I said, who wants to speak up? Oh, Rabbi Fani, you'll speak first. I'll speak. Oh, you sit right there. You speak first. I don't want to speak first. Who wants to speak first? I'm a holy. Forgive. That's Rashi. Al pi ruach hakodesh. I'm standing in front of the Almighty. Hashem says, who's going to speak up? Hashem says, Tifta Hashem. Adonus, I'm the Eved Yud the Adon. Macholi, please forgive me. Please forgive me that I'm even asking, that I even have the chutzpah. But give me the piskon peh so that I can go ahead. Lahagiti lasecha. What's lahagiti lasecha? And the Al Shech HaKodesh writes, what's Loshen Hagoda? Hagoda is Arichas Advarim. I want to elaborate. That's why it's called Hagoda Shel Pesach. That's why it's what we got to Levincha. Hagoda is, I want you to go on and on. I want you to say, Kol Amarba Lasab Areza Meshubach, right? That's why it's good to make in stories to drushes. Kol Amarba Besipurim Areza Meshubach. I am Marba Lasab Areza. Speak, speak, speak. I like it. How can I go? Chornesra is the longest single part of davening. How can I go on and on? I'm going to ask for this. I'm going to ask Hashem, I need money. I need some money. Hashem, yeah, I need clothing. I need some health. I need. Macholi, forgive me that I have the chutzpah to do this. Please open up my mouth, and that's going to be the kavana. That's Ava and that's Yira. Mamash, the two of them coming together. That's the Hachna. That's the joining together, and that's why it goes from Kol to Diba, writes the Gron, is Peter Shantikune Zohar. And what is the Kol? Kol is out loud. Shema, we always say aloud. Notice one part of davening. Whatever you're davening, Balachash, but everyone says, Shema, Yisrael, Shema, Kishra, aloud. And that's Yaakov. What's that? The Kol, Kol Yaakov. Kol, kol, yeah. What is the kol? A sound, a noise. Everyone says Shema out loud. People say Abu Chabi Shomiyav out loud. And Shmon Esri is the one point of doubting that Halach Lamayis has to be what? Balachash. You're going from kol to diba. Why balach? How can you open up your mouth? How can you talk out loud to the king, to the melech, malachim, alochim? You have to ask permission. Macholi, I beg you, machila, pesach, give me the pishchapah. And even then, I can't give you a kol. I can't speak out loud. It's going to be balachash, balachash. That's it. It's a private conversation, me and the Almighty, has no one else here. So now you'll ask me the obvious kasha. What do you mean? That means we go from Ava to Yira, we go from Avaya to Anus. I thought Yira comes before Ava. That's Yira Sa'onesh. But Yira Sa'romimus is a higher Madrega than Ava. Let's go to Rama Mechus Yisodi HaTorah Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Writes the Rama. Now he starts out Perek Sheni. HaKela Nechbad VeHanora HaZeh Mitzvah li'avo li'yira mimenu. So here the Rambam already in Olach Aleph puts first what? Not mitzvah li'yira mimenu u'li'avo. It's a mitzvah to love Hashem and to fear Him. Shana remember, have to shem lokecha, and then a shokecha tira. And I think it's meduyik in the Rambam to say that for. If you have to shem lokecha, as we're parshas ve'eschanan, and we have a shem lokecha tira, it's poshek in eschanan and in ekev. We have avo, we have yira. Ve'hechi aderech le'avo su li'yira also. So listen to the Rambam. Go around and look in the world. See the Neflos HaBari, the mountains and the lakes, the world that He made. And we see everything that Hashem did. Like David says, you look around, raise world, look at you, go to the Swiss Alps, go to the Canadian Rockies, look at Lake Louise, go and see Banff and Jasper, and see all the national parks, Yosemite and Yellowstone, and you see the creations of the world. Wow, this, oh, I love Hashem. The master who made this is awesome. Look at all the colors. Look at the shapes and the sizes. Look at the Grand Canyon and Niagara Falls. And you're seized by Neflos HaBari. You love Hashem. And Rama says, go out to my world. And Miyad, you're going to love Hashem. Someone says, I want to know the God who made all this. And then you start thinking it over. And when you start thinking, wait a second. The same God made Niagara Falls and the Grand Canyon and Canadian Rockies and the Swiss Alps and all the and South Africa and all the animals and He made everything. When you start to think about what happens to a near Salah Chorov, then you start trembling, you fall backwards. V'yira, v'yivchad, v'yodeyashu b'riya katana shfeila afeila omid bedas kala ma'uta lefnei tamim deyas. Who am I? I'm puny, I'm minuscule. At first you go out to the world and say, wow, I love this God of it. And then you start thinking, you start contemplating, and you start realizing, wow, the same God made all this. Who am I? Can I get Him? Unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu, writes the Moshe Chachma, is the greatest Navi and the greatest Anav. They're Habahataya, they're interdependent. The fact that he was the greatest Navi, writes the Moshe Chachma Baloscha, means he got the greatest awareness of what God is. So great, I love it. Once you get the greatest awareness, you realize how small you are, how puny you are in contradistinction to the Almighty. So it's not Yiras Onish. Yiras Onish is the first level. Then we get to Avas Hashem, and when you love Hashem so much, then what happens? You start being in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you're in awe of the omnipotence of the Almighty, then what happens? Nir Simeh Chorov, then you're seized by a year on a pachad. You realize how small we are. Can I? Who am I? Can I get a Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's Shitas HaRambam. Ava is followed thereafter by Yiras HaRomus. That's what's going on here. Shema is, I love Hashem. Ka'ula, take us out. And then when I really get to know God, after the Shira, Zekeli Vanveil, I get to see God. And then I go to the greatest miracle, the revelation of God speaking to us in Sinai. I can't open up my mouth in Sinai. I'm trembling. I fall backwards. And I can't even live. I can't even stand. That is the goal of the Tefillah. Well, the Tefillah is Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. Vayisyatzvu b'tach l'sahara. I'm standing still. Need sovim. I'm not a holy thing. What's the goal? The goal is get out of this land. Get out of Mitzrayim. Let's start walking in the desert. Let's journey. Let's jog. Let's trek. Let go. Then I get to Har Sinai. What's Har Sinai? Vayisyatzvu b'tach l'sahara. I become a nitzav. I'm standing still. I can't move anywhere. There's an Eish. There's a Pachanora. That is the transition from Shema, rooted in Abbas Hashem, to Shmoneh Esrei, rooted in a Yiras Hashem. That's exactly what we're doing. And now that I'm seized by the Emi Yiras Pachad, Rabbi Yonas and Eifshitz, Hashem Adnus, you're the Adona Kol, and I am the puny. I'm the little nothing. Hamela Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sfasai Tiftach Macholi. I beg you, for give me the ability. Let me open up my mouth. Let me go in and say something. That's exactly what's going on over here. Mamish Givaldik, and then we go into Shmoneh Esrei. And Mitchum will continue next week. But going into Shmoneh Esrei, what do we talk about? And we talk about Hashem is the Kel, Hashem Agel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vehandora. All right, Tramchal and Derech Hashem, Chelek Dalet, Perek Vav. And what is this idea? The idea is that I have Godo Gibo Vanairo, Hamam Shechos and Krovi Sechusim Shal Abram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And the Ramchal, the Maral as well. Godol is Gedula, who made Hashem's name great in the world, Avram Avinu. Gibor, Ezo Gibor, Koesis Yitzchak, that's Midas Yitzchak. Nora! Yaakov wakes up from the dream. They're going to be Yisrael. Manoira Hamakom Hazeh. And Yaakov is Noira. God will give a connected the Gimel. All of a sudden, we start Shmoneh Esrei, bringing to mention Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, who through them the Shlosha Regle Hamerkava Ha'avas Hainin Hamerkava. They're the chariots of the Shina. They brought godliness down to this world. Through them, I got to know Hashem as not just the Adon HaKol. I got to know Him as the Kel HaGadol. I got to know Him as the Kel HaGibor, as the Kel HaNoira. And then, of course, comes David. Last point for tonight is, but there's only one way I could go into Shmoneh Esrei. Only one way. Now we know a famous Arizal, and a lot of people quote this Arizal by the beginning of davening. The Arizal is in the Pre Eitz Chayim. Everyone says, Mishnah Berurah brings it, Hashem, the Shulchan Aruch Arizal. You go into davening, you have to have kamocha. But you know when the Arizal says it? The Iker part of davening is what? Shmoneh Esrei, the Amida. That's the centerpiece of davening. That's what it's all about. It's about Shmoneh Esrei. The Arizal says in Pre Eitz Chayim, before I go into Shmoneh Esrei, Yechavi Leov Kol Ishmi Yisrael Kenavsho. Ki Ayin Ezeh Talat Filosa Klula Mikol Yisrael. V'tuchalalas Vlasas Pri Matzliach. I got to bring everybody together. Why? Because I'm going from my Avo into my Yiro, I first have to connect with everybody else in Klal Yisrael. I want to connect my Neshama to everybody else. When? At that point of transition on the threshold, when I go from Avo to Yiro, before I say Hashem Asfasai Tivdach, when I say that word Ado and then Noi, that's Adonus, that already starts the Bechinus of Yiro. What's the closure of my Avo? It's not just about me and you, God. It's not just about Hashem loves me and I love you. I got to bring everyone else into the picture. Because if you really love your father in Shemayim, you love all of his children. Famous case of the father who says, you came to the chasana, you bought all the kids, but if you didn't take care of your brother, if he is not your brother, then I am not your father. If you really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you love all of Hashem's children. You can't go into Shmoneh Esrei unless what? Unless you recognize if Hashem really is the Adon Olam and you really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you first have to connect to Him with what? V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. So, l'fiyani yastaiti, it's great, because who taught us the lesson? Of course, Rabbi Akiva, v'yahavta l'recha kamocha l'yishami nadarim, zekal gola b'torah, he is Shema. And who's the one who taught us to us in the Gemara? Shabbos taflamad amav, the Ger says to Hillel, I want you to teach me Everything comes down to one yesod. That which is detestable unto you, do not do unto your friend. Who's the one who teaches that? Hillel. It all comes down to Hafta Lachakamacha. Hillel is all about Oyev Sholem, Rodev Sholem. He's the one in office, Alfir Beis, Bimitaminu Shalaran. He is Oyev Sholem, Rodev Sholem. Hillel was the Nasi, the Mechinus HaMelech, of what everyone and clients saw together. Hillel is Gematria 65, and so is Adonus, Gematria 65. How do you go into Shmoneh Esrei? First connect to Hillel's lesson, V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. And that's the Arizal. First connect to Hillel. First connect to Nat 65. First connect to the Hatrulacha Kamaycha. Connect your neshama to everybody. Because if you really love God, you got to seal that Ava with an Ava to call Echad Vecha Yisrael. Once you connected your Shorish neshama to the neshama of everybody else in Klai Yisrael, you seal the Ava, you're done. And that's when we left. How do we go into Maimon or Sinai? It's so geschmack. It's like the Arizal. And like the Moshe Svichas Gula Tefillah, when you put the Arizal together with the Grah, and you take all of the Shir tonight together, what is it? We go out of Mitzrayim, and we were all Yechidim. And as we get to Mount Taira, what's the last stage on the threshold before Mount Taira? We're Mamish one. Hashem says, how do you go into Mount Taira? You're accepting Hashem as the Adonai Olam. I want you to go in, connect. Now you're ready to go in. Hashem says, I need to ask you, Macholi, open up my mouth for me. Now let me have the chutzpah to ask all these bakashas. That's the transition. That's Ava to Europe. That's Havaya to Adonus. That's Shema to Shemon Esri. We're ready to start Shemon Esri.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.